Welcome, everybody, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It is day 20 of the MAGA shutdown of the federal government. But don't worry, Donald Trump has still taken a wrecking ball to the White House. Despite earlier claims from Donald Trump that his $250 million vanity project, because what we need in our federal government's White House is a big $250 million ballroom. I'm sure it'll get a ton of use. He claimed earlier that it wouldn't interfere with the existing White House structure, but there are now pictures all over social media of demolition to the what? The existing White House structure. Only a guy that actually thinks he is a king would ever do such a thing while thousands of federal employees aren't receiving a paycheck. Yeah, and you can just, you know, wait in the bread lines, maybe go without health insurance for a while, but don't look over here while I'm building my vanity project ballroom, because every king needs a Louis XIV Sun King styled grand hall of gilded goldness to hold huge banquet. This is insane. This is just, can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if Barack Obama had done such a thing? Not even, forget the shutdown. Just been like, yeah, let's burn through about $250 million for a ballroom. You can't make this stuff up. And in case anyone has forgotten who is responsible for this shutdown now in day 20, let us all refresh our recollections.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader and he's got to get everybody in a room and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember, it is Donald Trump and the MAGAs that are responsible for the shutdown, but not shutdown enough to stop his vanity project. Unbelievable. Remember, folks, we have a dedicated email address and phone line for you to tell all of us here at Civic Media how the shutdown or the big brutal bill or Donald Trump's taco tariff terror, try to say that five times faster, is impacting you, your family's farm, your small business here in Wisconsin and beyond. That email address is wematter@civicmedia.us. Again, that's wematter@civicmedia.us. And that phone number is 855-755-0771. Wanted to share what we had heard from Bud. He had emailed in, "Hey Maggie, my name is Bud and I listen to the rebroadcast of your show every morning. Hearing about the downturn that manufacturers are seeing and the possible recession that could result, what should my wife and I do to protect our 401k from losing a bunch of money? We're both nearing retirement. Also, we have to buy our health insurance on the marketplace and are worried about these costs increasing substantially." Bud, you are not alone. I think those are shared sentiments for likely millions of Americans right now. I cannot give investment advice over the radio, but to all of you folks out there that might be worried about your 401k, typically your 401k plan administrator does have financial advisors that are fiduciaries that you can access through your 401k plan administrator. Typically, that service might cost a little bit, or it might be dependent upon what sort of investments you've selected through your 401k plan. But your plan administrator should also be able to help explain to you all investment options and the sort of risks that attend to those that are currently available in your 401k plan. Some investments are more likely to potentially have risks associated with a stagflationary environment or an inflationary environment. Again, talk to your 401k plan administrators. They can at least help you understand the investment options best. So many thanks to Bud, for letting us know how it is impacting him. Also, remember, folks, if you or someone you know and love is around the southeastern Wisconsin area, tell them that they can hear this fine program broadcast on our new super powerful FM station. That is 100.3. It is crystal clear. I've been listening to it as I drive around. Tell everybody you know. And of course, it is Sound Off Monday, so we here at Civic Media, me especially, want to hear you sounding off about the day's news and events. There's so much happening. We cannot possibly get to all of it on the show, though I give it a good hearty college try every day. So it is Sound Off Monday for the entire 2 hours. You are welcome to sound off on what you think is most important to you and your family and our country. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to start this afternoon after the breaking news with No Kings. Did you go? What did you think of it? How many people were there? Did you see any disruptions? Or was it what I saw when I went to speak at Cathedral Square, which was a bunch of peace-loving, America-loving, democracy-defending community members gathering, folks of different faith backgrounds, lots of folks in blow-up frog-looking outfits, carrying signs, singing songs, chanting together. Thanks to everybody that was there. Steve from Richland saying, Maggie, you rocked the house. You were just great at No Kings. Thank you so much for being there, Steve. Allie from Madison already weighing in on the text line. Trump doesn't need a ballroom. Of course he doesn't. Mark from Prairie du Sac saying, how many millions will the demolition alone cost to the existing structure? All of that, very good questions and very good points. Let's just jump in to the breaking news. Within the past hour, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel, has ruled that the Trump administration can move forward with deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. This is a 36-page ruling that lifted a temporary block on that deployment of either the Oregon or California National Guard that was issued by Trump appointee Judge Karen Emmergut in the federal district for the District of Oregon. It is not clear whether this superseding Ninth Circuit order covers deployments from Texas or other states, as Donald Trump has suggested he might do. Again, this is reporting according to the New York Times just within the past hour. The ruling was not unanimous. Again, this was a three-judge panel. It was split. Two of the three members voted to lift the temporary blockage from Trump-appointed Judge Emmergut. These were two judges, Judge Nelson and Judge Bade, both appointees of Donald Trump. Judge Susan Graber, a Clinton appointee, dissented. What I can nearly guarantee you folks is that there will be a request from the plaintiffs in that case to have the Ninth Circuit hear that case en banc. What does that mean? Fancy Latin phrase that means the entire court will sit and hear that appeal. I would almost guarantee that. And the important thing here is that Judge Emmergut, like the Seventh Circuit just last week, like the district court in the Illinois case the week before that, held that protesting, even when there is some attendant violent behavior, does not constitute a rebellion. A rebellion requires a specific organized purpose to literally overthrow or challenge the government's authority. Protests exercising our right to oppose policies of a particular government or this administration does not, absent more, constitute a rebellion. So that is breaking news just this afternoon. We're going to have a great guest on this program on Thursday. This is Professor John Hall. He is a military defense expert from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's going to be on to discuss these troop deployments in cities. He's going to help us, again, deepen our understanding of the relationship as it's supposed to exist under our Constitution between civil authorities, meaning law enforcement within cities, and the military. And of course, the fact that the military is under civilian control. We're going to get all into that this week. Again, that's going to be on Thursday. Look forward to Professor John Hall to join us. One of the things that I'd like to point out, folks, is that we here on the Maggie Dawn Show, in partnership with my senior producer, Jamie, and a bunch of other folks that help me prepare this program every day, we have been laser focused on getting in these experts who understand the constitutional history and its design when it comes to this particular question, the deployment of military, including National Guard, into our cities because there is protest activity. If there was any singular question in a constitutional democracy, this is the one that should be of the greatest concern to everyone. Forget present circumstances, whether you're Republican or Democrat and independent. This idea of when can the military be deployed to face off against citizens, and who gets to make that decision, and what facts are required in order for that to be legally permissible. And frankly, should courts just take the Trump administration's word for it? These things are, I just could not tell you, could not be more important for all of us. Again, if you believe in the values of a democracy, understanding this question is absolutely essential. We've got some sound that is about this very point. I've been telling you over and over again that the administration lies constantly in these legal cases. Well, an organization's been looking into this. They were interviewed on 60 Minutes this past weekend. Let's take a listen. This is Scott Pelley interviewing an expert on the Trump administration's lies in sworn court documents. Listen to this.
So the judges are saying some incredible things.
Ryan Goodman is a law professor at New York University who heads a nonpartisan law journal. His team has analyzed hundreds of suits filed against the administration, and he didn't imagine what judges were saying to the Trump Justice Department.
We found over 35 cases in which the judges have specifically said, what the government is providing me is false information. It might be intentionally false information, including false sworn declarations time and again.
In court records compiled by Goodman, Democratic and Republican-appointed judges are critical of the Trump Justice Department's work. Highly misleading, said one judge. A serious violation of the court's order, wrote another. And a third warned, trust that had been earned over generations has been lost in weeks.
This isn't the way things normally proceed?
It's not. In fact, I would say for some of the cases that we're looking at, maybe that would happen once every 10 years.
Who gets hurt by this?
The one entity or person or institution gets hurt the most is the Justice Department.
Because it isn't just. Attorneys aren't supposed to lie in court proceedings, and if they do misrepresent facts, they can be disbarred. We're going to continue our discussion, and we're going to talk no kings. How many people showed up? What did you do? Were you there? Stay with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. We talk about No Kings next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.